Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello. As crazy as I just, you know, sometimes you can feel whenever a cold is coming over you, like you just feel it. You're like, uh-oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That happened to me this morning, and it kept getting worse throughout the morning, where now it's like, oh, no, like it's here. It's arrived.
It has. It's too late for the vitamin C or whatever, the airborne.
I think that stuff you need to do for weeks and weeks and weeks to keep it. Once it's already in, if it's viral, it's like watching somebody like Uber Eats or Postmates when you can look and see where they are coming to your house. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, they're 12 minutes away. Once it's coming, you're like, well, it's coming at some point. It's going to arrive with my delivery of sickness. So I'm just going to sit here and wait and try to be as ready as possible.
That's tough because you'll never know that in advance that you're going to need that. Like there's never
that's
that.
Why you got to keep it going.
So you just got to keep doing it.
So, but I'm here, and it's almost noon. We're recording this. We just recorded a deal with For King and Country to play on Monday's show. Man, they are so good. You're gonna love it. That's all. They're so good. You're gonna love it. And that took an hour or so, but they did a couple songs. But I expected them to be good, but I guess I didn't expect them to be amazing.
Yeah, they were really good. And they brought the whole band.
Yeah,
they wanted to bring more.
Well, they had people playing in the hallway.
But they cut it down.
Mm-hmm. It is really cool. So can't wait for you guys to hear that on Monday. Well, I wanted to get to a couple things. Number one, a nurse stole these kids' Adderall and replaced it with aspirin. A school nurse. Did you guys see this story
at all? No.
And I just wonder how many times that this school nurse was able to get away with it before they actually got caught.
Okay. Oh, so because she wanted the Adderall for herself.
She wanted to steal it. Mm-hmm. That makes so much sense.
Probably for herself. A middle school nurse in Florida is accused of stealing Adderall from students' pill bottles and replacing them with aspirin and a leave. Parents knew something was up when they noticed changes in their kids' behavior.
Oh.
There's been a big Adderall shortage for a while now, but not for this lady. A middle school nurse in Florida is facing charges for stealing it from children. Her name is Michaela. She's 27. She lives in the town of Niceville on the Florida Panhandle. Started working. What's up?
Niceville.
Working at the school in July. All the kids' medications were kept in a locked medicine cabinet, so she'd go in, take some Adderall out, replace it with things like aspirin or Aleve, depending on what the pills look like. In September, a girl noticed her Adderall pills didn't look right. Then her mom and several other parents started noticing changes in the kids' behavior. The school eventually realized there were over 100 pills unaccounted for.
Wow.
It does say they don't know if she was taking them or selling them. Maybe with that many both. I'm just speculating.
Yeah, maybe, but there has been a shortage for sure. So, yeah, and that means she's not able to get hers.
Yeah, I don't know. That, I mean, yes, I would have, or
mark them up for more.
But let's not steal them from the kids, you know?
She's facing charges of grand theft of a controlled substance, failing to keep narcotics records and 5 counts of child maltreatment.
Wow.
Yeah, that final one, child maltreatment, you never want that on your record.
No.
Oh, if I was one of those parents, I'd be so mad. I mean, it's Adderall, but still, when you're taking something that consistently, like a stimulant, and you're it like all work, you can't just like stop taking it. Like, you need a doctor to wean you off and stuff. And like, that's, she's messing with, man, home life. Do not. Mm-mm. Their behavior,
hey, girlfriend.
At home?
Not that home life.
I'd be so mad.
Scientists say they discovered why people get more colds in the winter. And I have always thought, and I still believe that this is a part of it too, we're inside a lot more, so we're always around folks. Mm-hmm. When it's warmer, we are outside more, just randomly doing things. Inside malls, houses, schools, everybody's inside when it gets colder. Now they say, though, researchers say that dropping the temperature inside the nose by just 9 degrees kills off almost half of the germ-fighting cells. They are challenging my theory.
Oh.
And you know what? I don't have time for this. Mm. My theory, as a doctor, published in the journal of bybones.com, says it's people being inside.
One of my doctors said that he never turns the heater on because that'll get you sick. Like, never. Even if it's really cold in the car, he's like, never turn the car heater on, never turn the house heater on, because that heat does what they just said. Like, that's exactly what he said, that it kills those germ-fighting germs or whatever.
Hmm. Would you also say that I'm your doctor?
You are. You're one of my doctors.
Thank you.
Honorary doctor.
But I can sign it.
Sign what?
Anything, doctor.
You can't sign my prescription.
Let's see.
I guess physically you can.
Let's see. A short man are more narcissistic and have psychopathic tendencies.
There he is.
A new study says that short men develop psychologically formidable traits. The study involved hundreds of men who were asked questions on the dark triad of psychopathic tendencies. Researchers say that appearing more powerful may turn and affect others' perceptions of height. So if Raymundo wanted to be like, okay, I'm short, but I got to do things to show people I'm not weak, because I'm going to go murder some people.
Yeah.
Or take over a country.
Yeah, I'm the next Jeffrey Dahmer. You got me.
You know, I wanted to bring that up. I'm glad you said Jeffrey Dahmer.
What do you want to bring
it
up?
It reminds me about something with Morgan. I'm going to let her tell the story, then I'm going to give what I think is the correct feedback on this. But Morgan, Ray brought up Jeffrey Dahmer. I know you have a Jeffrey Dahmer story. You go ahead.
So a guy messaged me on a dating app, and I could tell he was using a lot of humor, and I was okay with that when we were messaging on the dating app. But he also started the conversation with, I think I love you. So like, just, I think using a lot of humor to match with me. And I was just kind of letting it slide. But then he asked for my number and I gave it to him. And the first thing that he texts me is, hey, it's Jeffrey Dahmer. And then his follow up was, JK, it's blank. I didn't even respond because I didn't know how to respond. I laugh at a lot of things. I think a lot of things are funny. And I think there's a lot of ways you can approach a situation. This is not one of them.
Hey, it's Jeffrey
Dahmer. Of all the people you could have chosen.
He was being funny.
That is kind of funny.
Is it though?
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to say, well, it's humor. I understand the attempt at humor. Mm-hmm. Because Ray just made a Jeffrey Dahmer joke.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, if O.J. Simpson was big right now, you text someone, hey, it's me, O.J. Simpson. Like, that's funny.
JK.
That's funny.
I think probably because the show was so big, he's now what people associate with crazy psycho killer, which he is and was.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think that's a reason not to talk with them. A missed joke. Man, if girls never talked to me because of missed jokes, well, they didn't talk to me, but it wasn't because of missed jokes. But if it was because of missed jokes, I would have never got married. My wife would have never married me. I missed so many jokes. Just fell flat. You don't like him? Or was that a reason for you to go, you know, I don't like him anyway?
No, I hadn't even met him yet. But like, if you're going to choose somebody to pretend to be, you're going to choose a psycho killer.
But he wasn't pretending.
Funny.
And his joke was, it's me, the psycho killer. Just kidding. I'm not a psycho killer. It's me.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't know you well enough to know if that's a joke or not yet. And quite frankly, if you're going to like say that, then I'm just going to believe what you say.
Amy, what do you think? I think she's overreacting.
Yeah, lighten up.
I mean, you could see where it goes. I don't like it. Yeah, I guess the guys are convincing me that it's not that bad, but still.
It's just a bad joke.
Yeah, but girls, we don't want to. That's a killer.
That's why I said JK, JK.
Yes, quickly, too.
I mean,
hey, you can't be JK and with psycho killers.
And also, Jeffrey Dahmer's not alive, so you know it wasn't him.
Mm-hmm. There was no confusion.
Ray, what do you think about that text?
It's on a lot of different levels. He was trying to show you that he's into pop culture. He likes watching streaming services. He listens to the Bobby Bones show.
Doesn't.
There's a lot in that. And yes, he is joking about a killer, but the guy's dead, so He just wanted to see if maybe if you're a psychopath, are you going to be weirded out by him saying that?
Yes, I was weirded out.
None of that made sense.
It's almost like him saying, hey, it's Ted Bundy. Like, what?
That's different.
Why is it different?
It's different because he did different stuff.
This is the same thing.
No, the same thing.
Yeah, he ate people.
Yeah.
But he murdered them. Was it just women?
No, that's what I'm saying. Bundy was just women.
It doesn't matter. They're both psycho killers.
And he's trying to date? Not a good. That's not a. Hey,
but I think they both are psycho killers.
You can still meet people at the club and then take them and drug them and kill
them. I'm not saying one's better than the other. What I'm saying is one of them's more about dating than the other one.
If either one come across, I'd be like, okay, lame attempt at humor, but I'm not going to run away from this.
Right.
I guess if you find out he's obsessed with Jeffrey Dahmer in real life.
Oh, gosh. He's got, like, pictures up.
Yeah, then you run.
Guys, if she ends up dating him and then she dies, we're going to feel really bad.
She's not going to die.
No, I won't. I'll be like, well, how unlucky was that? I mean, it wasn't my fault, but I just...
But there's, like... this is your first impression of somebody, and that was the first impression you chose. Was that out of all that? Like,
but
you
the
can
first
make that check.
You guys talking on the app, and you saw he jokes around a lot.
He does, but then he just reiterated that he doesn't have a lot of good
what's
jokes.
The, you know how guys have the cute crazy scale or whatever. Like, is he? What's his scale? Is it worth it?
I don't think so. No,
the cute psycho scale.
That's different.
Not versus the psycho side. No. You got to be like a 10 plus plus if we're going that far.
I don't think anybody's a 10 plus plus.
I know.
Okay. I think you're overreacting, but it's not my life, and I'm not the one that's going to get murdered and eaten. Right. Right.
Would it be a joke you would do, Bones?
No.
I'm not too good. I wasn't too good for it long ago.
Yeah.
Maybe I wouldn't have said Jeffrey Dahmer because he wasn't a thing then, but I'd have been like, yeah, OJ.
Anything that's pop culture
at
the moment.
A pop culture killer. Hey.
At the moment.
It's... Scott Peterson. Haha, just kidding.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be so bad.
That's hilarious.
That's worse than OJ, because OJ's like, okay.
What? Oh, no. God. They're all bad.
Yeah, everybody stop.
They're all bad. See, they're bad.
Yes, but I'm saying, I'm not saying I'm too good to make that dumb joke.
But at the time, there's a lot of people that thought OJ was innocent.
Really?
Yeah. At the time, and then he was proven innocent, except
no,
for
he
in
wasn't
civil.
Proven innocent. No, 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 no.
No, he wasn't.
I mean, he was voted.
No, there's no voted. Hold on.
So the
you don't prove, they didn't prove innocence. They found him not guilty.
There
there's
you
a
go.
Difference.
In the court of law.
Okay, so he's found not guilty in that court, and then in the civil court, guilty?
In the civil court, they did find him guilty.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's paying money.
Mm. And before all that, everyone assumed he was guilty.
I mean, you could be like, text, hey, is this JonBenet? This is her uncle that's still in hiding. Haha, just kidding. JK, JK. You can't do stuff like that. But if you do, it's a bad joke. Because you kind of do look like JonBenet Ramsey as an older girl, doesn't she?
Who, Morgan?
Yeah.
She does.
Wait, I do?
Yeah.
Do you know her?
No.
Google her.
JonBenet Ramsey, the girl that was killed.
Well, I know her.
Yeah, and like they'd think it could be all these people.
Who? And you think I
all
her?
Those jokes are in bad taste, but I don't think it's worth running away from.
Like I could be her older sister?
No, you
or
could be
her
they could be her once she's grown
they
up.
I think she's like 30. She would have been like 30 now.
Mm-hmm. Like her
the fact
now.
They still can't figure out who that is unbelievable.
I know,
wait, so is the uncle a big suspect?
No, I don't know. They were all the suspects, the dad, the parents.
I know.
That's a crazy one.
Wild.
It is crazy. I was just making another like tasteless joke that you'd be like, okay. But you wouldn't run away, mm-hmm. especially if you liked him.
From this text or whatever, like, I mean, I think he sounds interesting.
Me too. I'm up for it.
You know?
Let me act like you. Let me catfish him.
That's the thing. What's his face? So Jeffrey Dahmer, who started this, I mean, guys are finding him interesting. He was charming.
No, not Jeffrey Dahmer, the guy that texted. Said
I know, but you're saying this guy
seems interesting.
But you're
comparing this guy to Jeffrey Dahmer now.
No, he's not.
I am, just in case.
It was a joke that wasn't great. It landed weirdly. Yeah. I don't think you should cut somebody off for that. I'm
hey,
especially sensitive to it. What?
I can handle a really bad joke or like a dad joke, but like a Jeffrey Dahmer joke, apparently I can't handle. I can handle a dad joke. You give me a pun. I feel good about that.
Well, you missed out on a great guy.
Yeah, he sounds funny.
He does sound funny. And the guy's up for dinner anywhere, you know?
Anywhere.
He'll eat.
Anything.
Oh, gosh, stop.
Americans will spend about $400 on presents this year.
Oh, yeah.
For the holidays, like holiday gifts. Don't waste your money on me.
No, you're getting something.
Who are you saying that to?
The group. Everybody. Don't do like a thing where you're, because I don't want you to waste.
Are you doing that thing where a girl
yes.
says, don't get me something?
You're doing that thing my wife does.
Yeah.
I love
like,
it, Bones.
Hey, seriously, this year, don't get me anything.
I love it.
Did you find your Keith Urban cologne for Christmas?
It's been bought. I've yet to smell it. I don't know if that's the one.
What do you mean? Did you buy it?
So I told my wife that I wanted the Keith Urban cologne. And so I did some investigating, and like somebody that's close to Keith in his camp said, we believe that this is the cologne
that
he wears.
What's the brand?
Ooh, I don't want to say that.
I talked to Nicole about it.
Yeah, don't say, because the thing is, you don't want to steal someone's scent or even know they steal it. Because if somebody has a special scent of their thing, you don't. It's almost like a naming a kid after somebody.
Yes.
Especially if they have it before you know. You can't go and get it then.
What? A cologne?
A cologne or a perfume.
I don't know. Because Keith's known for that.
Yeah, it's like the dog peed on that tree.
It's a public.
Yes, but it would be like wearing a hat with what if people start wearing Cole Swindell's hat? The one, other artists.
Yeah. Georgia State.
Yeah, GA, whatever.
Georgia Southern.
It's a brand.
Yes, it's public and anybody could do it, but another artist shouldn't grab and wear the hat all the time. That's Cole Swindell. He kind of called it.
Oh, but yeah. I didn't know a smell.
Yeah, especially
like
if it's like a specific smell.
Well, I bet Keith would be like, wow, what a compliment. You want to smell like me?
But you just don't tell him and you're never around him so he won't know.
Right.
But if it were my smell and you started wearing it, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, you can't do that.
Girls are not like that.
Yeah, they are.
They are?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
If Morgan, are you like that?
No.
Okay, we're the two girls in here.
But in all fairness, I also still can't smell anything. So if somebody did it by that,
you still can't smell from COVID?
That's crazy.
Uh-uh.
I say kiss it goodbye.
Oh, my God.
It's done.
Yeah.
I can't believe you kissed. How long now?
We are over a year and 3 months.
That is bizarre.
And now I'm getting weird whiffs of things. Like potatoes have smelled like smoke and salmon to me now. Now it's just all kinds of messed up.
It's just nerve damage, huh?
Yeah. And it's funny because I can't feel anything in there either.
Mm. You can't feel in your nose?
No.
Your nose is numb?
I COVID tested this morning because this thing was coming on. I'm, negatory. But I haven't lost my taste or smell when I got it a year ago or so.
Yeah.
I lost it.
And now if people are getting COVID, I think that symptom's...
Different version of COVID.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, if I was wearing a specific hat all the time or had a specific smell or was in it and you started wearing it, I'd be like, bro, I've kind of called it. I don't own it for everybody in the world, but in our group, this is my smell.
Hmm. I agree. Okay. Completely agree with you. But with this Keith Urban one, it's crazy because no one really knows, but check this out. So my wife goes to the store and she just straight up asks the lady like, hey, my husband wants the Keith Urban cologne, the one he wears. And this sales lady says, I am 80% sure this is the one because a lot of people come in here asking that.
I thought you asked somebody in his camp.
She did. So that's what led us to that store. And then my wife, because I think it have like 6 different versions of colognes. And the lady said, yeah, people come in here all the time asking for the Keith Urban cologne. And we are 80% sure this is the one. So she bought it.
Why didn't she just ask me? I would have texted Keith and been like, hey, what cologne do you wear?
I don't want him to tell. I don't want to get Keith involved. You know what I mean? Like you said, I don't want to say, hey, man, Eddie, he's trying to steal your smell. Like, nah, let's not do that.
But he wouldn't care. I don't think he would care because you're not in his group. You don't hang out with them.
Man, but if he came, if I knew he was coming, I'd spray it on heavy. So we'd be like, okay. What's up, Keith?
A mom who tattooed her eyeballs blue and purple admits she's losing her sight. What did she think was going to happen if you tattoo your eyes?
Mm. But people do that.
Yeah. A mom of 5 admitted she regrets not listening to her 7-year-old daughter's warning she could go blind if she got her eyeballs tattooed because now she's losing her sight. It's the white stuff. I can't even look at that, Mike.
She had 7-year-olds telling her that?
A woman sues Apple claiming her exes used AirTag to track them. Apple is at the focus of a class action suit centered on 2 women suing the company, alleging their AirTags are unreasonably dangerous products that can be used by stalkers. Now, though, if there's an AirTag with you, it shows. Even if there's one following you, it comes up on your phone and goes, you didn't realize you're being followed? Yeah. I guess the problem is if they don't have a
updated
Apple product.
Oh, yeah.
Let's say they're an Android person or they don't have a phone or it's dead and you put an AirTag in, they'll have no way to know.
Dang, that's true.
So that part is, I guess, true. Oof. Lunchbox is sick, so he will be back tomorrow, Friday, Monday. What happened, Morgan? So Lunchbox kicked you guys off of a... What were you doing?
So
I heard this from you and Abby, but what's this real story?
Okay, so Abby and I were recording the best bits. It was this weekend. We came up on a day that we were not working, and we were in the office. We weren't even in the studio. We were in your office recording the podcast, and we're in there. We're probably 25 minutes into recording, and he just opens the door, and he's like, I have one liner I got to record. And I was like, really? Like, how did you come up here at the same time we are, and we're in this room right now, and you're interrupting our podcast? I reluctantly was like, okay, you can record your one-liner that you need to do. You need to get out of here. He comes over and he barely so much as touches the computer. The whole computer shuts off.
So it erased your podcast?
It erased 25 minutes of the podcast
oh
that we did.
Goodness. Oh my gosh.
That's annoying.
First of all, he can't kick you off that. I guess he did.
I was trying to be nice because I was like, okay, you have one sentence to record and you need to do it in here. But I'm like, really, of all the times that you could come in and do this and like demand to do that, and then you mess up our entire podcast that we had recorded. So Abby and I had to start over again on our day off to do this.
I'd be doubly annoyed, one, that he erased everything, but two, that he just was like, get off the computer. I need to use it. No, wait your turn. We're up here at a time we're not supposed to be working.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What would he say if he were here, though? What would his reaction be? Because he's not here to defend himself. So you be him and be him as devil's advocate.
Well, I only have one liner to do. It was just one, so why couldn't I use the computer?
Probably. It's not my fault that the computer messed up. Our stuff's faulty in here.
But why did you think you had the right to kick them off of something?
It was one liner. I mean, no one listens to Morgan's podcast anyway.
But that doesn't matter.
You know he would say that.
I know. I'm sorry that happened.
Yeah, it's
Amy,
okay.
Your dog was eating a dead bird in your living room?
Yep. Oh,
I thought she was chewing on her bone. That's where in the living room on my rug is normally where she chews on her bones. And we're all in there. Stevenson had a friend over, and that friend's mom. We're chilling. And I see that it is a bird. I mean, she had it in there for I don't even know how long, because we had let her outside. Ugh. And then she came in. And I scream the loudest I think I have ever screamed in my entire life. I scared my son. And then I ran away. I couldn't look at it because I didn't want to see if it was a cardinal or not.
Oh,
and
the dog's eating your mom.
So then Stevenson and the friend's mom, they sort of handled the situation for me. Because I couldn't.
Your guest handled the situation for
couldn't,
you?
Couldn't do it. Yeah.
Huh. That bird probably touched all kind of stuff in your house.
Oh, I mean, I disinfected the whole living room. Like, I was spraying everything. I don't even know. I mean, I know that we had recently let her out, so I know when she brought it in. But the fact that she was right there in front of us chewing on it, and I thought it was a bone. Oh, my gosh.
We almost lost our house to a Christmas tree fire.
What?
Well, so what happened was Eller, speaking of dogs, she's now chewing on things a little bit, which is weird because she's now like a little older. She's like 2 years old now, I think. And so she was chewing on the plug where the Christmas tree lights plug in.
Oh my goodness.
And nobody noticed. There's stuff everywhere. But I look down and there's all this plastic from the power outlet she had chewed. And I see that it's exposed, the wires. And so I'm like, well, I still haven't figured it out. And I touch it and spark has come out.
Oh, did you get electrocuted at all?
No, just sparks came out, but I did not get electrocuted. So pull the thing out. I got a towel and pull the thing out. And luckily that was just an extension cord. So I put so our lights still work.
Mm.
But if she'd have bumped that and the spark, I mean, it would cut the tree on fire.
Oh, for sure. 100%.
How are you going to keep her from doing it now?
No, we just hope she doesn't again.
Mm-hmm.
Just hope and pray.
You can put
sometimes that works.
I said to her, hey, please don't do that again.
You can try to put chili powder on there.
Yeah, we're okay. She usually doesn't chew stuff. I don't know what was up. But you can go to my Instagram story if you want to see our tree. It's about...
It's nice.
13 feet tall.
Dang, that's awesome.
Yeah.
A real one.
That's a big one.
It's awesome.
I don't know. It could be taller. You can look at it. I don't know how tall. It could be taller than that. I don't know. It's just chilling in our living room. It's big. It's lit up. It's awesome. Christmas time's here. The spirit. All that stuff, you know?
Beautiful.
The spirit's here. Eddie, the Laker Bones, your basketball team.
Sorry, guys. I got bad news.
What's up?
We are no longer undefeated. This is a tough one to talk about. It's tough because I wanted to go undefeated, and this weekend we played on Saturday, and I wasn't able to be there. We had to be in Vegas for our show at the Wynn, and Kevin, who works here in the back office, he's the assistant coach, so it was all on him. Like, all right, you're in charge, bud. Like, you're going to do the practice, you're going to do the game, and good luck. Man, we lost 40-2. 40
Do you hear Ray laughing through the wall?
That's so sad.
Ray, why did you laugh?
Usually when we would beat schools like that, they barely had even a basketball program. These kids hadn't even seen a basketball before. That's when I would crush teams. So I thought you guys were like some high-flying team.
Dude, we're good. We're so good. I honestly, Kevin, so we kept kind of talking back and forth.
Why do you keep blaming Kevin?
Well, because he was the coach at the time. And I wasn't there, so I'm trying to like, Kevin, send me videos. Like, what's going on? Like, give me the update. And he basically just says, this team is on a whole different level. They're like a D-League NBA team.
Were they older?
No, they were younger. They were younger, but these kids were dribbling between their legs. They were running plays. They were just, they've been playing, I guess. He said what he described looks like they've been playing for years together. Mm. And the head coach of that team is one of the organizers. So he's like, dude, I really don't know what's going on here, but that team does not belong in our league, on our level. And so
Would you have won if you were coaching?
I feel like I would have corrected maybe a little more. Here's the thing with Kevin. He's not a dad, and it's tricky for him. I understand. He's just a friend of mine, a coworker who's helping me out, but he doesn't have any kids there. So he doesn't really know how to talk to the kids, or he's scared that maybe if he gets a little tough with the kids, a parent will, you know, be upset. Me, I don't give a crap. That's my son. These are all his classmates. We all know each other. I'll tell him whatever I want. I'm the head coach. I'm not worried about that. Kevin is. So I feel like maybe during the game, he didn't, you know.
I don't know, 42,
give an example of, like, what it is that you do.
42, though.
Oh, I'm yelling. Like, I'll pull a kid out, talk to him one-on-one. Like, you need to be doing this, whatever. Sit down for 5 minutes or whatever. Kevin's probably like, look, there's just let them play. Let them figure it out. Me, I'd be like, hey, you have to pick them up. What are you doing? If you don't change, I'll pull you out in 2 minutes. Change it now.
Have you ever, even if it's an accident, cussed at them?
No.
Okay.
No, because I would do that with my kids. I don't cuss my kids. No.
I've seen some of the
coaches.
Like,
you ever sticking?
So I don't know, dude. It's tough. I don't know whether to like make a stink to the league and be like, hey, this team can't be on there because I didn't see him with my own eyes. Or tell the team like, hey, we need to step it up.
Learning. That's what it is.
40-2.
Let's go. If you don't get better, it's gonna happen again next week.
40-2 will definitely happen again next week.
That's right. Yeah, that stinks. Sorry about that, buddy.
Yeah, so that's my whole hopes of going undefeated, I think, just went.
You don't want to be undefeated. Even the Eagles were like, we needed to lose once so people would stop that.
That's true. They did say that.
You have the Eagles. All right, we have to go. Thank you all.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.